This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. A local official said the attackers are dead and there's been no gunfire in the past hour. He spoke on condition of anonymity. The official gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel or how many al-Shabaab fighters had been killed. He added that the government would give a press briefing about the attack on Sunday morning. The hotel has been destroyed following a bombardment by security forces to eliminate the assailants who were holed up there, but the official said the building needed to be cleared of any explosives that may have been planted. Earlier, it was reported that the death toll from Friday's assault on the Hayat Hotel was at least 20, with more than 40 others reported injured. The Hayat is an upscale hotel. It was frequented by government officials and local elders, among others. The al-Shabaab group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The government, however, has not responded. A Japanese chemical tanker ship has crashed into a cargo ship off the coast of Japan. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
No one was injured aboard the Japanese tanker Ryoshin Maru, and all 14 Chinese crew members of the cargo ship Jinhai 99 also remained unharmed. The cause of the crash was under investigation as both ships were anchored in the area. The Chinese crew told the Coast Guard the tanker had suddenly veered towards them. Some oil leaked from the engine area of the cargo ship. No one was injured aboard the Japanese tanker Ryoshin Maru, and all 14 Chinese crew members of the cargo ship Jinhai 99 also remained unharmed. The cause of the crash was under investigation as both ships were anchored in the area.